Today we celebrate World Marriage Sunday, which is part of World Marriage Week, which culminates with the feast day of St. Valentine on the 14th of February. But the research from sociology is very clear about marriage. You know, if you compare people who are married to those who cohabit or those who have children outside of wedlock, people who are married are happier, they live longer, they're healthier, and they're better off financially. And so all the factors that they look at show that marriage is healthy and leads people to greater fulfillment. But when we look at what Christ teaches us about marriage, we can get an even deeper and a more profound understanding of what marriage is and the beauty of marriage. I think that's especially important for the sake of young people, because fewer and fewer people are actually getting married. You know, a lot of people are choosing to just live together or do other things. And so I think it's important for our young people to understand marriage on a deeper level. And so when Christ talks about marriage, he gives us this prohibition against divorce. But what he's getting at on a deeper level is the totality of marriage. That marriage is a total gift of self. It is the total gift of a man and a woman to his or her spouse. And so, you know, when we look at sacrifice, we honor people in the military who gave their lives for the sake of their country. You know, they made a sacrifice, a total sacrifice for our sake and for the sake of our country, and we honor them for that. At the very center of our faith is the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross. It was a total sacrifice for our sake, so that our sins could be forgiven, and so that we could be reconciled to our Heavenly Father. And so our faith is based upon total sacrifice. You know, a lot of young people are looking for a deeper purpose in their life. You know, they're searching for deeper meaning. And Jesus Christ does not create any of us for mediocrity. He creates us for greatness. And greatness comes not through our own self-indulgence or seeking what feels good or seeking the possessions of this world. You know, greatness is found through sacrifice. It's found when we're able to offer the total sacrifice of ourselves for something greater. And marriage is one way of doing that. You know, in marriage, you know, a husband and a wife vow to give themselves totally to each other. And so how is marriage a total sacrifice? Well, you know, a husband and a wife, when they make the marriage vows, they promise to be faithful to each other until death. And so there's going to be trials that come along in a marriage. There's going to be difficult times. And there's going to be times where a husband or wife might say, well, it's easier for me just to leave now and to step away from this. But they're called to be faithful to those vows and to, you know, if there's some, if they've been sinned against, to be willing to forgive the person for that, to be patient with them and to persevere through trials. And so the vows of marriage, you know, a man and a woman promise that they'll be faithful to each other until death, in good times and in bad, in sickness and in health. And so marriage teaches a man and a woman to be more like Christ. Because as they learn to forgive the other person, as they learn day in and day out to make sacrifices for the other person, it deepens their love, it deepens their commitment to each other. And so marriage helps a man and a woman to be more like Christ and to sacrifice of themselves more and more. And so to make that work, first we need to understand the sacrifice of Christ. Because how can we give ourselves totally unless we understand what that means? And so St. Bernard used the image of a reservoir of water. He said, first, a reservoir needs to be filled up before it can then overflow and give life to the valleys and fields that surround it. And so too with us. We first need to be filled up. We need to experience the love of Christ and that sacrifice and understand what it means before we can then make that same sacrifice for others. That's what the scribes and the Pharisees were lacking in today's gospel. You know, they were the great leaders of the Jewish people, and they were following the law to the best of their ability, every detail. But Christ says, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Well, what were they lacking? they were lacking that interior conversion to God and that recognition of the love of God. Part of spouses giving themselves totally to each other involves welcoming the gift of life. You know, one of the great gifts that a husband can give to his wife or a wife can give to her husband is the gift of motherhood and fatherhood. It's a tremendous gift. And so, you know, in today's world, a lot of people reject that the gift of openness to life. But it's important for us to recognize how beautiful that gift is. And, you know, it enables a husband and a wife to create something greater than themselves, to create a family, and to bring new life into the world. And, you know, raising children is a sacrifice, you know, day in and day out. It costs parents as they sacrifice again and again for the sake of their children. It takes a lot of patience. But every child that they bring into the world has an immortal soul. And that child is going to live forever. And so that's profound to think about how powerful a gift that is for a husband and wife to welcome life into their marriage. You know, birth rates across most of the countries in the world have fallen to terribly low levels. You know, and that's not the way that it should be. You know, that's not God's plan. His plan is that we should be fruitful and multiply and fill the world with the gift of life. If we look at the statistics on marriage, the number of Catholic marriages, you know, if we look at a 50-year period, in 1969, there were 426,000 Catholic marriages that year. 50 years later, in 2019, there were 132,000 Catholic marriages. That's a drop of 70%. At the same time, the Catholic population increased by almost 50%. And so there's been a dramatic drop in the number of people marrying at all, and certainly those marrying within the church. But on the positive side, the way that young Catholics are approaching the sacrament of marriage seems to be changing. You know, there's young Catholics seem to be making a choice to embrace marriage in its fullness, and not to see it just as something that's simply about self-gratification or following an easy path. But young people want something that's challenging, and they want to give themselves totally to a greater purpose and follow the example of Jesus Christ. And so young people seem to be approaching marriage with a deeper seriousness and a recognition that it is a vocation that calls them to give themselves totally for something greater than themselves. You know, a vocation that calls them to be filled with the love of Christ like a reservoir, so that that love can overflow and give life to others. And so as we reflect upon World Marriage Sunday, we reflect upon marriage as a total gift of self, an incredible gift that Christ gives a man and a woman to enable them to create a family and to bring new life into the world. That is something beautiful and something powerful, but it's something that requires a total sacrifice. And every one of us is ultimately called to give ourselves totally for the sake of Jesus Christ, to bring life to others.